Foster at Ice Sheffield after a phenomenal weekend where we've come away with the trophies that we came to get. I don't even know where to start, actually. Shall we start with yesterday's game first? Obviously, the Battle of the North with Blackburn. We've done battle with them all season. But fairly comfortable, that one, do you think? We were pretty much in control after the first period.
Yeah, I think so. I think we did very well. I mean, they're a very, very good team, but we managed to make sure they didn't have that many great opportunities. And we took ours when we got them. We wanted to set out nice and quick in the game, like we did in the cup final. And I thought we had a good first period, you know, settled in well. And we took our opportunities and, yeah, the boys played fantastic.
It seemed to me that we did what we always do in scoring quick goals, and those two goals at the beginning of the second period seemed to take the wind out of Blackburn's sails. Do you think that was the case?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think they started trying to play a different kind of game then, and that was fine. We managed to absorb that very well. We still had a few opportunities. Jacob made some nice saves for us as well. But I think we took control of it in that, and like you say, we were, you know, we sat back a little bit at times just to make sure we weren't short, and some of it's game management as well. And I think that's where we are a lot better this year as well, when we're getting a lead and stuff like that, that we make sure we have the high man so we're never getting caught at the back, odd man rushes and stuff like that. And that's been important for us to learn that during this year, as well as obviously last year. And for me, I think we've been getting better year on year, every year, and I think through the season, and we're starting to smarten up a little bit as a team, and yeah, it's paying us dividends.
So we're in a bit of a unique position last night in that we've won a trophy, but we can't go out and celebrate too hard because we've got another trophy to play for today against a team that we've never seen. We don't know the players. We don't really know their style of playing. Obviously, we had the opportunity to watch them last night. But we've gone into a real battle with Slough Jets today and managed to win it in overtime. I mean, it's been an emotional roller coaster. I don't know. How was it on the bench?
Yeah, I think on the bench, it's just trying to keep the thing calm, because you can let it get away with you if you're not careful. And it was trying to keep the boys calm. You've just got to try and settle the ship at times, because like you say, it was a bit of a roller coaster. We maybe rode our luck at times. You know, they were a very good team, playing different style to what we used to. The back pressure from their forwards and their forwards on our forwards as they're going up against their D, it's something that we haven't really had that much of before. And it was we had to play a different kind of game. We were struggling to get out of our zone at times because we were pressing in areas that, you know, we're not used to. And yeah, phenomenal team. They're a very, very good team. And play different to how when we played Streatham last year. They play a different game, fast, free-flowing game instead of the chippy, rough and tough what Streatham did. And it's no wonder that they've won their division this year, because they're a very good team and three very good lines. But our boys are getting used to these battles and coming out in front and digging deep when it's required. And I thought we did that very well tonight. And you know, look at the situation. We've got a few minutes to go on the end of the first period. We've got to swap goalies because Jacob comes out injured, who's been playing fantastic and had a fantastic season for us. Mark goes in. He's already been doing that for us. First shot is a penalty shot.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's... I didn't watch it. I don't know what happened. I just know that they didn't score, because that's just the way I am. But at the end of the day, to come in and then make some fantastic saves, and particularly in that second period, he made some proper worldy saves there to keep us in the game and dig deep. And then the good thing that we've got is the boys have confidence in both the goalies, and that's rare. You know, we've got probably the best two goalies in the league in our team, which is phenomenal to have that. And the boys can play in front of them. You know, they have that confidence behind them. They're not worrying about letting a shot up from certain places. Fantastic.
I think that is the first time that we've played an overtime period this year, weirdly enough. What was your feeling when you saw Rowley get the better of the D-man at the back there? What did you think?
Well, obviously, Rowley's capable of that all the time. You know what I mean? He is capable of that. We did a little bit of practice penalty shots the other night, and we've done that the last few weeks with a bit of penalty shots. We practice our 3-on-3 lines the other night as well, just in case. And obviously it works well, and you know, we just had Spraggs and Rowley on every other shift on that, and it worked an absolute treat. So yeah, well deserved. Like I say, the boys, you've sometimes, you might not be the best team sometimes, and you still win. You find a way, good teams find a way, and that's what those boys have done. So phenomenal effort, they all deserve it. You know, we've got to go again next week, that's different story. We've got to set off like 6 a.m. to get to there, and you know, that's, you know, we'll go again, and we've learned things from this week that we need to change for next week, so that's good. But I must say, our supporters, fantastic, absolutely phenomenal, considering I don't think there was any other team shouting for us tonight.
No.
So yeah, to keep up with the rest of the fans there, they can celebrate with us. It's been a great journey so far, one more to go. Yeah, let's do it again next week.
It would be unprecedented, 5 trophies. I'm sure that's not what you're going to play for next week. You're playing for just the game, but at the back of your mind, 5 trophies, that would be quite some legacy to leave, wouldn't it?
It's interesting, yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because people were speaking to me last night after they'd say, oh, celebrate, blah, blah, blah. You know, as soon as the game's finished, I'm happy, we're done. I move on to the next one. I don't, that's, you know, it's just the way they are, and yeah, I think to do that, because it hasn't been done before, because obviously this weekend the way it's been done is an extra trophy. So yeah, that's, it's something, even Solway haven't done it in all their years that they were the top dogs. You know, we want to do it. These are going to be absolutely flying, and obviously bitter from tonight as well. So it should be another fantastic game, and yeah, we want to come out on top and, you know, do that.
Well, I'm gonna let you go and celebrate. We're all gonna try and get home in time to get to a pub, I think. But just from me and on behalf of everybody who's travelled, what a phenomenal weekend! It's quite difficult to find words actually, because it's quite emotional for all of us, I think. Just fantastic. Well done. One more to go. Let's do it all again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm gonna make it, Jay, because you got what it takes.